Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Pistons got a well-deserved day off on Thursday after a dramatic 106-104 win over the Raptors. And joining us now to talk about it is the Pistons senior advisor to Tom Gorse, Ed Stefanski. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. The game on Wednesday, look, Stoney and I have talked about it a lot. I don't want to overreact to a regular season game. There's 82 of them, and if that happens in the playoffs, it's a lot bigger. But how big was that win for you guys?
Yeah, it said a lot. Being down 19 with 3 minutes to go in the third, to come back, that shows a lot of grit. We were absolutely on empty at the end. I'm glad it got over in regulation because I don't know what our chances would have been in overtime. But to make that comeback. And the other thing, the players all, obviously, they respect Dwayne Casey, what he has done. But when he was introduced in Toronto, he got a standing ovation, Dwayne did. Then at the first time out, they put a very nice tribute on the board for Dwayne and another standing ovation. And then to win that game, the players rallied around the coach. And I'm not saying, you know, I think they looked at Dwayne a little bit different because they saw the love that not only the fans had, but his former Toronto players coming up and hugging him and to get that win. I think it meant a lot for everybody.
It's weird. During the game and after game, I had some friends would text me, and they said, one guy said, actually, it was the first time he and his son hugged after a Pistons win ever. The kid's 12 years old. And it was, I don't know, it was just, we've had a couple of these games. You know, you had the Philly game earlier this year when Blake had the 50. They had one game last year where they won in Boston early. These have happened before, but it just seemed different from afar the other night.
Yeah, and we have really good guys on our team. And, you know, everybody's a little bit different, but they're all coming around. The case is coming in and putting a whole brand new system in, which is hard for some of these guys to fit in and to adapt to things. And it's coming. It's a process. It's easy to look at us from an offensive standpoint. Looking at statistics, we don't shoot the ball well. We got to shoot it better. Even the guys that are supposed to put the ball in the basket haven't been doing it. But the other analytical piece is what they call second spectrum, where they show how open guys are. We're wide open on these shots. So the what Case is putting in is working from that standpoint. We just got to get better at it. And I think it'll happen. And again, I go back. I there's no way if you were in that stadium the other night with the players with their eyes wide open to see what people think of Dwayne Casey.
We've talked a lot. We're talking to Ed Stefanski, by the way, about Blake Griffin. And it's funny to say a guy who's been a star in this league as long as he has that I've been pleasantly surprised by his play, but I guess that's just shows how naive I am. But what have you noticed from Blake this season? And more than that, how it translates into his role on this team as a leader, because he sure seems to be involved with everything, whether he's on the court, off the court, in the huddles. I mean, there's an emotional level that he brings that it does seem a little bit contagious.
Yeah, that was his plan personally through the summer. Coming into offseason, that he would become more of a leader of the team. When he came in at the trade deadline in February, it wasn't fair to him, or did he want to jump in and too strongly? But he's done done that now. It's worked out well. The other thing is, he's 100% healthy. This is the first summer he told me in a long time that he remembers where he didn't have any injuries of any sort. It wasn't rehab, and he was just doing basketball. So as you see on his play on the court has been terrific. We have to be careful here that we don't go to him too much. We do need him, obviously, but we have to
I saw the one game where we played Atlanta down in Atlanta. I think he scored 6 points, but we won going away. He trusts the other guys. He was getting double teams. Sometimes he gets triple teams. That may be a reason we're wide open. But he has to trust his teammates. But he's done a terrific job. But we can't go too hard. I think he's playing like 36, 37 minutes. Right. So we have to be careful about that.
You talk about not shooting the ball well. Langston Galloway obviously is giving you some sort of lift coming off the bench, something that he did not do last year. But still, I mean, Kennard coming back, whenever that is, you guys do need to get a shooter. What's the possibility of doing that down the road?
Yeah, Sonny, you never know what's going to pop up. We're very always very active, and we listen to everybody to see if there's something there. We have to be careful. You can't just give away good assets to get a shooter in here. Is it going to move the needle? How much is it going to move the needle, and for how long? So there are all the things we think about. Langston's done a nice job for us of making shots when we need it. As you said, Luke will come back. Reggie Bullock's a better shooter than he's showing right now. So I think if the guys, the wings who we do have, who are noted as shooters, shoot to their potential, obviously that'll help our offense a lot.
Speaking of one of those guys, Stanley Johnson had a big night defensively against Kawhi the other night, getting a lot of accolades for that, and by all accounts seemed thrilled with his game. Are we looking at the Stanley Johnson that you forecast to be? I mean, a guy who might be a good sixth man, a defensive stopper, a hit the occasional shot, or do you still believe the ceiling is higher for this guy?
Well, I think, you know, he's in his fourth year, so we'll see. This is a big year for him. And I think Stanley rose to the occasion the other night. He has to do that on a consistent basis. There's no question, as you look at Stanley with his size and NBA body, and his movement, that he can be an NBA stopper, and you need those kind of guys. And he went up against one of the best in the league in Kawhi Leonard and did a great job, and he knocked down a couple of jump shots. He played within himself. I think that's who he is, and that's a very good basketball player, and that's a guy who can help any team.
Andre Drummond's put up some really good numbers this season, but sometimes, you know, numbers aren't exactly what they appear. Are you happy with his performance in the fact that, you know, you talked about how Case wants to do more of an up-tempo, you know, modern NBA type of game, and I don't know if Andre's style fits all the time.
Coming into the season, I was concerned. I am thrilled the way Andre Drummond is playing basketball. And I hear what you're saying. You know, sometimes, like every player, and with Andre's talent and potential, it's unlimited. And you look up at the board and you say you want more, and then he's got 20 and 20. He has done everything we've asked of him. He runs the floor. I don't know a guy I've been around that's 6'10 or 11 with that body that can run the floor like he has. I wish our guards would give him the ball a little bit more when he does run the floor and he's open, because he's getting past the defense, but we're not getting the ball, in my opinion. That's a frustrated point guard, Sony. But when the big guy runs like that, you got to give him the ball. But he has been terrific. On the other night in the Toronto game, he switched off on Kyle Lowry. And his feet, he moves his feet. He doesn't go for any fake, and Kyle can't get a shot off. I mean, that's how good he is with his feet. As I said, in the beginning of the season, I kept wanting more and more. But as the season goes on, I'm thrilled with the kid. If he can't give you any more than he's given. So I was worried about Blake and him playing together. That has not really been an issue.
Still early, very early on in the season. When you look at the Eastern Conference, are you pleased with where you are right now? I mean, I think the general feeling is at some point the Celtics will get going, 76ers will get going a little bit more. You guys are currently sixth in the league. Are you okay with that, given the fact that you've been a little bit inconsistent to start?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I want to win every game. I'll say this: we go in there, we've competed in every game. We have not just thrown in the rope when things are bad, and that was shown when we're down 19. So I'm very happy with that attitude, but we have to, again, it's a process. We have to get it going offensively. I think we're like, I don't know, we're in the top 10 defensively, 8 or something like that. Again, our shooting has been a major factor. If averages come around, that'll help because we're shooting well below our average. They're the things that we have to work on. But I would rather have a little bit better cushion right here, record-wise. But we're in every game. We just have to get over the hump. The hump. We're a little bit too, as you said. We're inconsistent right now, but we're only 13 games into it.
Final thing, real quick. I don't know how much you've seen, but the thing that's going on down in Durham, North Carolina. How good are they? And how could Zion Williamson be a star right now if he was in the league?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I can't talk about individuals. They are extremely fun to watch. I went to Indianapolis. Kentucky played Duke and Michigan State, Kansas, I believe it was a doubleheader. It was very entertaining. The Blue Devils put on a show. I go to a lot of basketball games for free. I pay to watch Duke play. They're really fun to watch. Really fun.
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr started talking about last week, and then he quickly backed off and said, apologies to Adam Silver. So apologies to Adam Silver. Ed, thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend, and good luck on Monday against the Cavs.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ed Stefanski joining us here, talking a little Pistons. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.